every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
As you tune in to listen to the show this morning, you're either tuning in and feeling as a parent happy or extremely concerned.
Sure.
And like I said, do not panic. I know it's easy to say when you're behind a microphone to say to people, don't panic. Don't panic. But there shouldn't be a panic, really. You've done nothing wrong as a parent if your kids have not been accepted anywhere. Your child is not on a list that where people are avoiding them.
Yeah.
It's a process.
That's it.
And you've got to see the process out. On the line this morning is Kerry Markland, who's the media liaison for the Western Cape Education Ministry. Kerry, good morning. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Kerry, your phone must be also, and the whole ministries must be going crazy this morning, inundated with calls and what next and where are we and there's a lot of anxiety this morning, and rightly so, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, we do this every single year.
Yes.
We prepare for this day and we are ready for it and we know. But it's understandable that parents would be stressed and anxious. I mean, it's your kids.
Yeah.
You know, I can absolutely sympathize, and I know that that's the case. And you're correct when you say, you know, it's very easy for us to say, don't panic, don't, you know, stress about it yet. But it's very difficult when it's your kids.
Absolutely.
And I can understand it. So certainly, yes, the message is correct. This is just the first day. We've only just started with offers going out. And certainly there are going to be more opportunities opening up. And I just want to touch on what you said there.
Yes.
Parents, you have not done anything wrong.
Yes.
You have not failed. This is a massive system. We have over 100,000 applications, 100,000 learners seeking place in our system each year. And so it is a process. This is why we start early.
Mm.
Instead of waiting till the end of the year like other provinces, it's just because the demands are very different in the Western Cape. You also see Gauteng moving theirs a bit earlier now as well because they're feeling the same kind of thing. So we certainly, our message to parents is please, please don't worry yet. We really want you to understand that this is really the first phase.
Mm.
We do have a lot of what we call double parked parents.
Yes.
I know it's quite a strange phrase. The parents who have multiple offers, and it's important to remember that the schools make the offers, not the department.
Got you.
So it's not like the system has allocated more than one place. And those parents now have until the 17th of June to choose which one of their offers they're going to go with. And then those leftover places can be offered to other people. So there are more places on the way. And I really, really hope, I don't want their weekends to be ruined by this. Certainly there is no need to panic. There are going to be more places coming into the system.
Kerry, just touching on that point again, in terms of time frame, I think that for parents, a lot of them will be reaching out going, when do we hear, when? And you mentioned that date of the 17th. Is it an automatic that if I don't or I do accept whatever offers on the table, that the rest get freed up and then from maybe the 18th I can start looking out on the government portal? We obviously don't want people checking in every single hour to see if there's any kind of update.
Yes.
When will the next round, so to say, take place?
Well, the important thing to remember is that we've encouraged parents who are double parked to make their choices
now,
as quickly as possible.
Yes.
And for some of them, you know, it might be a difficult choice.
Sure.
If you were extremely lucky and you got your top two choices, you might not be able to make that choice immediately. But as you said, and so the moment those choices are made, the school has more places to offer.
Mm.
So we are going to see more offers over the next couple of days. But on the 17th of June, if parents go, well, I can't make a decision, let's see what happens, or I, for some reason, don't decide to pick my top choice, the system will automatically confirm their top choice on the 17th. And all of those remaining places, and just to give you an idea of how many are double parked, it's 44,000 at the moment are double parked.
Now, that is a
so
lot.
So all of those spaces then go straight into the system and they are ready for offers to other parents. So certainly, you know, when you're talking about schools that are really competitive, some of our schools have about 100 places to offer, say, for example, for grade 8, and they get 3,500 applications.
Yo.
So we are talking about a system that's really in high demand, particularly in those schools of choice.
Yes.
So just because you didn't get an offer today doesn't mean, you know, that you're not your child hasn't done well or that you haven't done well enough in your application or anything like that. It's just the scale of the system.
Kerry, just out of interest, and I think a lot of parents have asked this question this morning, and it'd be very interesting to hear this in terms of these processes. There's a multitude of double parked. You mentioned 44,000 parents that are double parked. There are some kids that have offers from up to 6 schools that would love to have them possibly join that school. Is it not okay, maybe, to look at a system where if I, for example, want to go, and this is my number one choice, that I only have, and if that school accepts, that the other schools almost get notified that, I'm sorry, this child has already had off of one accepted, and therefore the other schools automatically get freed up, because we're looking at 44,000 possible opportunities for kids that we've got to wait literally for the next 2-3 weeks to find out if those, because there's going to be obviously 44,000 open spaces, where a system where if the first choice gets accepted, automatically the others free up for other families that can possibly receive news on the same day?
So certainly if you get multiple offers and you confirm one of them, the others then get freed up. So it's not a case that you'd be confirming multiple offers and then holding them for the next however many months. That can't happen.
Sure.
But certainly I can understand what you're saying as well. If one school makes an offer, then why can any of the other schools make an offer?
Yeah.
And this has really got to do with the fact that the admissions decisions lie with the school and not with the department.
There we go.
So I apply as a parent to a school. I don't apply to the department.
Got you.
School makes the decision, and then the parent has that choice on what to accept.
Fantastic. And I think that clarifies it for a lot of people as well as to where we sit and why there's multiple offers coming in. Kerry, my thoughts are, like I said, we've got the best education department in the country. I love it. I'm a massive advocate for what the Western Cape Education Department stands for and what it does. And so, like I said, just thinking of the whole department today as you are inundated with a flood of calls, emails and responses from parents, both those that are very happy and those that are anxious about what the future has in store for their kids. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kerry.
It's my pleasure.
Take care. Ciao. Bye. It's a tough day for a lot of parents out there. And like I said, please, you've done nothing wrong. Your kids have done nothing wrong. It's a process. 44,000 openings will become available in the space of the next 2.5 weeks.
Cape Town wakes up.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.